This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have hit a new low in the media. The media has actually sunk to probably one of its biggest lows. I don't know if you guys have seen this headline. With everything going on, Kavanaugh nomination, with trade deals, with Iran, with so much going on, I don't know if you guys have seen this headline. And this is what's trending, and this is what all the media outlets are commenting on. Here it is. Trump had toilet paper or something stuck to his shoe as he boarded Air Force One. This is news. Okay, things have got to change. I mean, are we as an American people that stupid where we would rather hear about these stories than anything really, you know, pertinent to our everyday lives or our national security or our economy? Apparently, in this video, and there's a video, the video's all over, Donald Trump gets out of his car, and then he goes up to Air Force One, and there is something stuck to his shoe. Yeah, it looked like toilet paper, but who cares? It was a persistent piece of paper. I think, I don't know, maybe it was paper. Who cares? Napkin. But there was something stuck to his shoe. At the top of the staircase, it detached. This is the news. I'm reading this from Huffington Post. There's so many media outlets covering this. It looks thicker to me than toilet paper. But then again, if I was the president, I would probably have really good toilet paper. I don't mean to talk about a media story that I think isn't worth talking about, but, you know, can we just talk about toilet paper? I can't tell you how many places I've been in where the toilet paper is like pencil. It's not even pencil thin. We're talking, you know, can't even be tissue thin. It's even thinner than that. Maybe angstrom meter thin. It doesn't absorb jack diddly squat and practically paper cuts you. What is going on? So if I was president of the United States, I probably would say I want some real thick, absorbent, gauze-like, soft, fragrant toilet paper. So maybe this thick piece of paper on his shoe is toilet paper. Who cares? But oh my gosh. Somebody wrote, today the first holding of the Trump Presidential Library was safely brought aboard Air Force One. Come on. People are so mean. People are being really stupid. But here's my problem. Okay, I understand the Twitter and Facebook, and that's where the stupid, you know, and the jokes and the memes, and I don't mind political parody. You know, I used to watch Saturday Night Live. I remember the whole Chevy Chase thing, you know, with Gerald Ford and all that, and, you know, Chevy Chase trying to decorate the Christmas tree and then falling. You know, I don't mind parody and making fun of situations as long as it's not disrespectful. Okay? I remember Dana Carvey was making some weird sounds trying to talk like George Bush Sr. And what I thought was absolutely hilarious is Saturday Night Live actually had George Bush Sr. interviewed from the White House, the Oval Office, come on in, into the skit, going, excuse me, Dana Carvey, I don't do that. And then you see Dana Carvey sweat. And even though obviously this is all planned, right? And you see him, he goes, right? And he's, you know, where a president is watching him do his parody. I think that stuff is funny. So I'm good with that. But what I'm not good with is how media today is all about entertainment. All about, you know what, let's just push the headline. And then we'll just retract and say we're sorry later. I mean, that's kind of what these tabloids used to do in the 70s and 80s. And not, you know, they would just put anything up there. And then they would do, okay, we're sorry. And it worked. They sold the magazine. People would buy it. They sold it. And then they would have in small letters somewhere, sorry, somebody did not have a baby with two heads. We became privy to new information, and we do not have anything to corroborate that claim currently, which was once given to us as a tip that somebody had a two-headed baby. And that would be like somewhere in the tabloid the next month. Doesn't matter. They sold the magazine. Same thing. These media outlets need to sell advertising. Now, the Huffington Post, I read a lot of articles from the Huffington Post. So they're very admirable. But this toilet paper story, I'm looking at a BMW ad. Then there's a Salvation Army ad. Then there's a Huffington Post ad. Then there's an American Family Insurance ad. I mean, these are things like, I think these are like Google ads that come up. And they do call it weird news. Okay, so they are making it sound like headline news for this one thing. But what's going on here, people? We are the United States of America. We are some of the strongest. We have some of the most brilliant minds. We're supposed to be the fairest, the most fair. And instead, we're doing the stupid stuff where we're trying to make news out of stupid stories. And do you think it really helps America? Showing these other countries that there's a piece of paper attached to the president's foot? Who gives a damn? Oh, but it makes for a fun story calling it toilet paper. My problem is with medical articles, they make things sound cancerous and really dangerous. The headline, I know headlines, I get headlines, I've written some headlines. Let's try to clean up our news a little bit. There's an art to journalism. 1-877-DOCSALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes benefits, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. We really do appreciate it. So I'm sure you guys heard three Red Cross workers were attacked in the Democratic Republic of Congo while trying to fight to contain Ebola. So there is a huge heightened fear of sense and distrust, or a heightened sense of fear and distrust from what we're understanding. And the UN Security Council has called for an immediate end to hostilities as officials are trying to, you know, keep this Ebola outbreak curbed. They say Human Rights Watch urged an investigation into the deaths of more than 200 civilians this year in and around Beni, which is the focal point of the latest outbreak. Two Red Cross workers were reportedly seriously wounded on Tuesday when community members attacked them as they attempted to perform safe burials of Ebola victims in the northeastern city of Butembo. It was the most violent attack on Red Cross staff since the outbreak began. That's according to the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. In September, a Red Cross volunteer was injured where people threw stones at a vehicle transporting a burial team. Now, Dr. Fatoumata Nafo Traoré, the regional director for Africa for the IFRC, said, "While we categorically denounce the attacks on our colleagues, we understand the fear and frustration that many communities in North Kivu feel right now. People are scared, and there are many rumors circulating that only serve to heighten the sense of fear and distrust." So currently, they are battling multiple cases. Apparently, there's 130 confirmed cases, and they're having trouble getting in and confirming. 74 have already died, and that was since the outbreak was declared on August 1. One thing that has to be done to curb the spread is safe burials. Many people that get Ebola get it from the access to a victim who needs to be buried. And so safe burials have a lot of protocols in place and procedures in place to avoid contamination. So these have been done to stop spread the disease. The Red Cross has already done 162 in North Kivu since the outbreak began. Now, I'm a little confused by that number because there's been 74 deaths, but the Red Cross has carried out 162 of these burials. So I'm not sure what's going on with the numbers. So are these workers, these volunteers, these people putting their life on the line to help prevent a global spread of Ebola, which could happen, are being attacked? Several armed groups active in the heavy populated area near Uganda have carried out attacks. 1 million people have left North Kivu. So the World Health Organization and Ebola cases have been confirmed. Oh, the World Health Organization said these Ebola cases have been confirmed near the Uganda border. Include a confirmed case in the, quote, red zone, which is a highly insecure area controlled by armed groups. And if these insurgents don't really care that, you know, there's some humanitarian aid and you know, workers there. If they, you know, see vulnerable people, they're not going to stop and go, oh, you know what? It's Ebola. Okay, we're going to stop and, you know, we're going to be nice. And no. So obviously there's a huge concern that this could then spread to Rwanda, South Sudan, Burundi, and then people trying to flee, they may try to flee and go to other countries. Hence, you know, America, again, could be at risk. Health screening points have been established at 53 border crossings. Almost 6.5 million travelers have been screened so far. So how do they screen? Well, they look for fever. It's very easy to take a few Tylenol to bring that fever down. So my guess is they're probably also looking at the eyes, looking at the skin, trying to find, you know, a whole variety of other sort of telltale signs that somebody could have a hemorrhagic fever. But, we, you know, people were freaked out that if they couldn't make it to America because they were going to be screened by their temperature taken, then, you know, take some anti-inflammatories or Tylenol, that would get their temperature down and they could pass. That's not what we want to do. And you can't blood test the millions of people that come into America every day. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're being told that downtown L.A. is hit by an outbreak of typhus. Flea-borne typhus. About a dozen cases of the disease, which spreads from fleas to human, have appeared in a residential neighborhood in California. Some are homeless, some aren't. They either live or work in the area. Flea-borne typhus occurs when feces from an infected insect comes into contact with a person's cut or gets rubbed into their eyes. And these fleas often live on feral cats or rats who are attracted to areas with trash on the streets. So you could get headache, fever, rash. Typhus can also lead to life-threatening hepatitis, liver disease, and internal bleeding. Now, every now and then somebody does get typhus, but now we're seeing a cluster and several cases in the downtown area. So they encourage pet owners to practice safe flea control and encourage all cities in the county to ensure maintenance of their trash cleanup and rodent control activities. The infection can take up to 2 weeks to manifest itself and show symptoms. So they don't know how many more are affected. NBC reports a dozen people have been struck down with this. I don't think we've had any deaths. Typhus affects about 200 people in the U.S. every year. So we do see cases. And this cluster, they found, started in downtown L.A. between July and August. Orange County as well. And fleas carrying the infection can live on cats, rats, or opossums. Usually the animals are fine. You know, like my cat. My cat will come, eat some of my food, sit next to me, rub his head into my head, you know, put his tushy in my face, so I rub his tushy. You know, cats love getting their tail scratched right above the tushy, right at that little 90-degree angle, so they want that little tushy scratch. And I look like I'm trying to eat, I'm trying to whatever, and then the hair I'm allergic to cats, not horribly, but I got five of them, I'm allergic to them. Then I rub my eyes. You know how easy it is for the cat to give me something? So, they say infection cannot be transmitted, luckily, from person to person. And there are antibiotics that we could use. But no vaccine in the U.S. Unfortunately, 4% of people can die. So, to prevent infection, L.A.'s public health department is recommending residents use flea control on their pets, tuck their pants into their socks or boots when outside, spray DEET on exposed areas, avoid wild or stray animals like rats, cats, and opossums. Yeah, if there's a rat, don't go up to it and go, coo-choo-coo-choo-coo. Don't do that. Store trash in cans with secure lids to avoid attracting animals. Clear areas where stray or feral animals may sleep, hide, or seek food, like attics or under decks. See, I love kitty cats. I'll go up to a stray cat all the time. Not a good idea. Texas had experienced a flea-borne typhus outbreak around this time last year. More than 400 cases occurred from the start of 2017 to the end of November. So usually when it gets cold, things will change a little bit, but it's still really, really warm. So what is it? Well, it's bacterial, which is why antibiotics can work. Causes fever, headache, rash, muscle ache, fever, and chills. If it affects the liver or causes internal bleeding, then hospitalization obviously is required. Now, it's caused by the bacteria Rickettsia typhi or Rickettsia felis. They're carried by fleas. The disease often occurs in Texas and Hawaii, they say. Bacteria spreads when the feces from an infected flea contaminates a person's cut or graze while the flea is sucking on their blood. If the person scratches the flea bite area, then bacteria from the feces of that bug could get into the bloodstream. And how many of us scratch? Symptoms can appear 6 to 14 days later. So, we'll give antibiotics. Most people will recover, hopefully, if we get the antibiotics early. And we got to avoid the little critters. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a recall of ground beef. 6.5 million pounds. I hate these recalls because you look at all this food that could feed, you know, countries who are starving, and we have to throw them out. An Arizona-based beef company has recalled over 6.5 million pounds of meat over concerns that it could be potentially contaminated with salmonella. Investigators linked 57 illnesses across 16 states to JBS Tolleson. These are products including ground beef and beef patties. You know what I loved as a kid with ground beef? Sticking my finger in the package and making I didn't want to make a hole through the plastic, but I loved pushing on it. I love playing with ground beef. It's awesome. So, these beef items were shipped nationwide. Go to the FDA website. It's an Arizona-based beef company called JBS Tolleson. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh will get a final vote on the Senate floor after enough senators voted to advance the nomination today. The final vote was 51-49, with three of the four senators in question voting for Kavanaugh. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski was a no vote. Greg Nunziata is a former counsel to the Senate Judiciary Committee. He talks about the chances that Murkowski changes her no to a yes.
I would not expect that or predict that, but it's not impossible.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, before the vote, said this was much more than a vote.
The United States Senate will also be making a statement. Will either state that partisan politics can override the presumption of innocence, or will reaffirm that in the United States of America, everyone is innocent until proven guilty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Welcome back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are so close to this circus with the Supreme Court being almost done. I don't remember in my lifetime a Supreme Court nomination being so contentious. And I understand this is higher stakes. I get that. This is higher stakes. And, I mean, the Democrats almost did it. They were almost able to in the ninth hour. And we're still not out of the woods yet. But they were almost able to do it. And look, I don't want to be on the losing side. It's just, how far are you going to go? So, as many of you are aware, Kavanaugh has cleared a key procedural vote to move forward. This was a major hurdle. The Senate voted also to cut off debate on his nomination, that's cloture, so that they can prevent filibustering and finally have a vote, I believe, as early as Saturday. One Republican senator still has left open the possibility that she could vote no. That's Murkowski. Actually, Murkowski had voted no for it to move forward. So she'll probably still be a no vote. Senator Collins did vote yes, but said that she is going to announce her position at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. There's all this, you know, gosh, pomp and circumstance. Or there's all this, you know, media attention. I just don't know why the voters don't get sick of this stuff. I mean, does Susan Collins really need till that? I mean, why is it? The FBI's report's been out. From what I understand, the senators have read it, unless maybe she didn't get to read it yet. But at least there's going to be now all this attention that Senator Collins has on whether she's going to vote yes or no. And still, it doesn't matter because on Saturday they could change her mind. You know, again, everybody is getting their time on TV. Remember, they have elections coming up. A lot of them do. And it's very, very important what people think. I come from Nevada. Dean Heller voted to move forward. Cortez Masto, nope. So the majority of senators are voting party lines. It was the senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, did vote yes. He did vote yes for us to move forward. Whether that means he's also going to vote yes to confirm, but he's a Democrat of West Virginia. Senator Jeff Flake, Republican of Arizona, told reporters he will vote for Judge Kavanaugh this weekend unless something big changes. Senator Manchin did not give any indication whether his procedural vote reflects his final position. And a spokesman said he's not going to make any more comments. Murkowski, however, appears set, they say. They said she wrestled deeply with the decision, which she did not make until she walked into the Senate chamber on Friday morning. She said she would not change her vote. She said, I believe we're dealing with issues right now that are bigger than the nominee and how we ensure fairness and how our legislative and judicial branch can continue to be respected. This is what I have been wrestling with, and so I took the very difficult vote that I did. I believe Brett Kavanaugh is a good man. It just may be that, in my view, he's not the right man for the court at this time. Now, on one end, some people will say, you want to know what? Good job for having some individuality. Good job for, you know, not just going with the herd. But for other people, are you just worried about your own skin and becoming reelected? So this is the first time Murkowski, you know, didn't really, you know, it just makes you wonder why she's actually affiliated with the Republican side. You know, there is a, shall we say, a inherent responsibility when you choose to be an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican. If you say you're a Republican, that doesn't necessarily mean you're a puppet. But it basically means if you're going to try to win as a Republican, then you basically side with a lot of Republican views. Same thing with Democrat. You aren't really supposed to have somebody go, look, you know what? I'm in a Democratic district. I want to make it to Congress or make it to the Senate. So I'll call myself a Democrat. I'll get myself elected. And then I'll do whatever the heck I want when I'm up there in Congress. The problem with that is there's a good chance you're not going to get reelected. So I'm not really sure. I haven't really studied Murkowski's voting record, but she just seems to keep coming up a lot when it comes up to these, you know, she's not on board. She's on the side of the Democrats. And she comes from a Republican state. So again, I'm not sure. And then in terms of women, my vote would be for Kavanaugh as a woman to protect the Me Too movement, to protect women who are assaulted. The only way women who are assaulted will be believed and justice will be served is if you don't have these other women coming out with lies of spiking punch and getting people drunk and gang raping them. The vote for Kavanaugh to me and moving forward with this is saying, look, we are done with people using the Me Too movement and exploiting it for their advantage. Me Too, which I am a fan of, means those of us that were assaulted, that we're not in a position to say anything, that couldn't say anything, all right? We understand what you're going through because we were there too. And so a lot of people have been assaulted now feel they weren't alone. That doesn't necessarily mean we have to go and start ruining people's lives from 30, 40 years ago. If I made the decision to not move forward and not say anything back then, I'm going to stick to that decision. Not because it's convenient for me decades later. But that's me. Other people may say, look, you know, I was one of the victims of Weinstein. So, you know, there was some positive and a lot of progress that came from the Me Too movement. But then, unfortunately, with every movement, there was negative. And the negative is people coming out of the woodwork. So, one of the senators has a wedding. Let me see. That's Senator Daines. I don't blame him. He will not miss his daughter's wedding in Montana. He may, though, however, ditch the reception to fly back to D.C. Saturday has been on his calendar to walk his daughter, Annie, down the aisle. Now, I see a lot of people on Facebook say, move the wedding. Well, this Kavanaugh hearing has affected so many people. I mean, oh my gosh, the stress. Even people who were assaulted, really assaulted, find this whole nomination process so stressful. Because if they do want to say Me Too, people may not believe them now. I mean, this has just really messed with a lot of people's lives. Do we really need to mess with the family's lives and their wedding? But Daines is a firm yes vote for the nominee. Now, the senator did speak to Judge Kavanaugh. He did assure him that he will back in D.C. to vote yes if needed. He has made arrangements that he will be back following the wedding. He was there for the procedural vote. McConnell wants to hold the final vote confirmation on Saturday. Now, I don't know how that's going to work when the wedding is and how to get back by Saturday because the East Coast is on a different time than Montana, but that's not for us to say. So what I'm hoping is Christine Ford could go back to her life. Obviously, she's gotten a lot of heat and criticism and death threats. Was she a victim in all this? Did she really want to be anonymous? And did everybody then take advantage? Or did, you know, was this part of a collusion? I don't know. But hopefully she goes back to her life. He gets nominated. The Supreme Court can move on. And we could start dealing with sexual assault the way we need to. We could try to put an end to these people thinking, you know what? I'm going to come out and say the cop assaulted me when the cop did it. All these BS cases, it really hurts the movement for people who really, really were assaulted. Maybe we can move forward from this. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've already had three flu deaths. Flu season is here, people. A North Carolina woman, 29 years old, has died from flu-related complications. It is North Carolina's third flu-related death this year after she suffered an apparent cardiac event related to the virus. Her name is Scarlett Van Story Levinson. She's a 29-year-old lawyer. She died on Tuesday after being sick for 10 days. A friend reportedly told the news outlet that she at some point sought help at an urgent care. Her husband reportedly discovered her pass out on the floor in the bathroom after she had returned from a jog. It's just been shocking, they say. It doesn't seem real. She was just extraordinary at everything she did. Every time I think of her, all I can picture is her smiling and loving life. And she does. She looks like a really happy. I was shocked to hear she was a lawyer. I mean, she looks so nice. I'm sorry. Sorry, lawyers out there. Sorry. But unfortunately, this marks the state's third death. I don't have a count of how many people have already died from the flu, but we're only in October. There was an elderly person in Buncombe County who died earlier this week. A Wake County school board member died last month. As you know, thousands of people have died. According to Fox News, 90,000 died. I thought it was 80,000. But Fox News is reporting 90,000 people died from the flu or complications related to it last year. So this lawyer Levinson was described as healthy. We don't know if she had underlying health conditions. Maybe she had no idea. But unfortunately, she was a jogger. She was a runner. I don't think she's had any known heart issues. But we do know that the flu or flu-related issues can put you at risk for heart attack, stroke, other sorts of cardiomyopathy. So the CDC has been urging people over 6 months of old, 6 months of age to get the flu shot. Those at high risk of flu complications include kids under 5, people over 65, those with asthma, heart disease, chronic lung disease, neurological or neurodevelopment issues, as well as patients with blood, kidney, liver, endocrine, metabolic disorders like diabetes, if you have weakened immune systems, if you're in a nursing home, long-term facility, if you're pregnant. By the way, they also say 2 weeks postpartum, also at risk. So it kills me when you see young people, presumably healthy, die from the flu. It kills me to see anybody die from the flu. But if this is just North Carolina, already having 3 flu-related deaths, and we just barely got into October, that's a problem. Now, the CDC is also investigating a multi-state listeria outbreak linked to ham products. 4 people have been infected with a strain of Listeria monocytogenes in North Carolina and Virginia. 1 death has been reported from Virginia. Now, I understand North Carolina just had to deal with Florence, so maybe they're being hit with a lot of stuff. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service said on Wednesday that North Carolina-based Johnston County Hams had to recall about 90,000 pounds of ready-to-eat ham. And as we know, we just had a huge ground beef recall from an Arizona plant. Listeria is tricky. As you remember, we had multiple people die from listeria. I think it was back in 2012, because you could get symptoms weeks later. And if you didn't remember, you had a piece of cantaloupe weeks before because it was on your plate when you ate at a breakfast restaurant. It's almost impossible to trace. So, suspected foods obviously have been recalled. Listeria monocytogenes can cause listeriosis. It's a serious infection that primarily affects older adults, people with weak immune systems, and pregnant women. The CDC warned customers and retailers against the consumption, sale, or serving of recalled Johnson County products. Serious stuff. Now, many of you guys heard this case. A woman developed salmonella in her breast implant. An American woman traveled to Cancun, Mexico. And she traveled 5 months after having breast augmentation surgery. Now, she's had to have one of the implants removed because she developed salmonella in her right breast. She's 34 years old, otherwise healthy, vacationed in Cancun, and is believed to be the first documented case of a breast implant infection after she had traveler's diarrhea. We don't really call it Montezuma's Revenge anymore, but that's where you go down to Mexico or South America, and you end up, they say drinking the water, but it could be, you know, even if you have bottled water, there's things that you may pick up that's a little bit different than you're used to. And you end up getting diarrhea. Unfortunately, she picked up salmonella. Traveler's diarrhea can encompass actual bacteria pathogens that you get when you go out of country. If they don't institute the same filters, or you eat a piece of fresh fruit or fresh vegetable that was washed in the water that's endemic to that country. So according to the report, she developed abdominal pain and diarrhea during her vacation. This later progressed to fever and chills that persisted upon her return to the U.S. Her symptoms resolved without treatment, but 14 days later, she began experiencing pain in her right breast. Then it appeared swollen and tender. The report authors noted there was a small amount of homogeneous fluid, meaning same consistency. It surrounded the right implant during an ultrasound. They gave her antibiotics, but it continued to worsen. So she had to be taken to the OR. Abscess was incised, drained, implant had to be removed. And when they cultured what grew around the implant, it was Salmonella serogroup C. So they put her back on antibiotics, and now she's got to wait another 4 months to replace the implant. So this case suggests that if you have implants or foreign things in your body, they could actually get infected with something, even if it's an unrelated body part. Bacteria could enter the bloodstream and then get into the breast cavity and then land on an implant. Now, I've never heard of this. This is the first case I've ever heard of. And it's the first case they're saying they've ever heard of. But there's potential. And having to walk around with only one breast implant, that's got to be rough. But they had to save her life, obviously, because this infection spread. Now, they say our patient may have been able to avoid systemic illness and potentially her breast implant infection if she would have taken the antibiotics earlier in the disease. Now, a lot of people will get over their traveler's diarrhea or even salmonella on their own. But many of you are probably thinking, wait a second, aren't there salmonella outbreaks of eggs? Don't we hear of salmonella outbreaks every other month? Yeah, possibly. So, it's rare, but the report noted there's been a 41% increase in breast augmentation procedures in the U.S. since year 2000. They estimate only 1 to 2% of cases later develop a post-op infection. The authors say most infections occur within the first 2 months following surgery, and this was 5 months. So it may be reasonable to provide patients with breast implants who are traveling to areas at high risk for traveler's diarrhea or areas with limited medical resources with an antibiotic to take if moderate or severe symptoms of traveler's diarrhea develop anyway. So now they're saying maybe if you have breast implants or if you have another sort of implant, maybe a hip implant, shoulder, I mean, if you have other implants, maybe you know, something to think about. You know, I always recommend that when people travel to have an antibiotic. Bactrim, even though I'm allergic to that, if you're allergic to sulfa, you can. But Bactrim works nice on sinus infections, bladder infections, GI infections. Cipro works well as well, Liboquin. So a lot of people, when they travel, they'll take an antibiotic just in case. It's nothing that the medical community recommends because we don't want you to take an antibiotic that's not needed. But what I told my patients is if they can't reach me, calling me, they'll have it on standby, and then let me know if you needed it. And the funny thing is the majority of patients did not need their antibiotic. Just having it kind of, you know, made them feel better. And they ended up not needing it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. They're saying daily low-dose aspirin may lower risk of ovarian cancer. Now, aspirin does have risks, but aspirin has had some anti-cancer properties, so very cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.